Okay.
Okay. I am Josh Blazard, Acting Chairperson of the Uniform Building Code Commission. I would like to call this meeting of the Uniform Building Code Commission and the public hearing regarding proposed building codes and amendments to order. It is now 9:05 a.m. on Wednesday, September 11th, 2024. This meeting is being held electronically with an anchor location in room 474 of the Heber M. Wells Building in Salt Lake City, Utah. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. The recording will be posted to the Utah's public notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, written minutes will be prepared of this meeting. Approved minutes will be posted to the Utah public notice website no later than 3 business days after approval. This recording is classified as a public record. The following commission members are in attendance. Art Anderson, you're here, correct? I think he's muted, but I'm pretty sure Art's here.
Yes.
Okay. Dirk Burton, not seen Dirk. Gary is here, Bullock. Josh Blazard, I am here. Lorianne has not showed up. Stephen Daly is here, correct? So we just have the 4 commission members. Anyone else?
Chris Hendrickson is here.
Oh, okay. You had told me he wasn't coming, so that's, I'll switch him. Okay. So those not in attendance are Dirk Burton, Tom Peterson, Trent Hunt, Ken Adams, Jorg Rogmeyer, and Scott Carpenter. Following individuals representing Doppel in the Department of Commerce are in attendance. Matt Johnson, our legal analyst, Steve Duncombe, the Bureau Manager, and Sharon Smalley, the Board Secretary. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting at this time, we ask for all cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices to be turned off or changed to silent mode. As a reminder, please set your microphone to mute unless speaking. Commission motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. We welcome all visitors and interested persons at this time. Please be sure to sign the attendance report for the meeting and identify yourself before speaking. We also ask that if you are planning on making a comment during the public hearing, you also sign the roster of persons requesting to make a public comment. After the public hearing portion of this meeting is concluded, the commission will consider the remaining items on its agenda. Commission motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. The public hearing portion of this meeting will proceed first, and then the commission will consider the comments made during the public hearing and determine the final recommendation that will be made to the Business and Labor Interim Committee. Let's proceed with the public hearing. We'll turn the time over to Matt Johnson for that.
Thank you. I'd like to call this hearing to order and state the following on the record. Today is September 11th, 2024. It is now 9:08 p.m. Welcome to this public a.m. Yes. It hasn't been that long yet. Welcome to the public hearing before the Utah Building Code Commission and the Division of Professional Licensing pursuant to the Division of Professional Licensing Act and the Administrative Rulemaking Procedures Act. My name is Matt Johnson. I've been asked to conduct this hearing on behalf of the Director of the Department of Commerce, Division of Professional Licensing. This meeting is being anchored in Conference Room 474. Okay. This meeting is being anchored in Conference Room 474 of the Heber Wells Building, located 160 East 300 South in Salt Lake City. To further ensure that this commission's actions today are in line with both the requirements and the intent of Utah's Open and Public Meetings Act, the public has also been given the opportunity to participate in this meeting virtually. Notice was provided that members of the public requiring special accommodations under the Americans with Disabilities Act would be granted those accommodations provided a timely request was made. Notice of this public hearing was published most recently on the Utah Public Notice website on August 6, 2024. The purpose of this hearing is for the Division of Professional Licensing and the Commission to receive public comment on the Uniform Building Code Commission's 2023 NEC amendments. This hearing is considered part of the public record. Any statements made during this hearing will be recorded in whole or in part as part of that public record in accordance with state federal law. As previously stated, my name is Matt Johnson. Also with me is Stephen Duncan. the bureau manager for bureau number five, as well as the members of the commission already stated. This hearing is the opportunity for members of the public to speak on the matters presented. Once the hearing is adjourned, the commission will consider these comments before making recommendations. Apart from the provisions regarding this hearing, there is no requirement to allow the public to speak on these issues any further. Please be aware that during your comments, members of the division and the commission may ask you questions, and likewise, you may ask them questions. At all times, discourse should be civil and respectful. For those participating virtually, please mute your microphones except when expressly given the floor. Likewise, for those participating in person, please abstain from speaking except when expressly given the floor. Abusive, threatening, obscene, or disruptive actions or statements will not be tolerated. Engaging in such activities will forfeit your time on the floor, may require you to be ejected from the meeting, and could even result in sanction under Utah Criminal Code, including Section 768303. Time limits for individual speakers or hearings of this nature are generally not limited by either statute or regulation. Therefore, we will not keep time on individual speakers, but we'll limit the overall hearing to 1 hour or when all comments have been made, whichever is shorter. I do, however, ask everyone to be as concise as possible with their comments to allow everyone adequate time to comment on these matters and reserve the right to limit any speaker's time at my discretion. Purposes of administrative efficiency, after reading any written comments received prior to this meeting, I will give the floor first to those who are attending this hearing in person. Once the in-person list is completed, I will give the floor to those who are participating virtually. If you are participating virtually and would like to speak, please place your name in the chat box, and I will give you the floor in the order that it shows up on that chat box. Finally, before giving up the floor to public comment, I will note that we have not received any written comments at this point. Therefore, I will... And also, we have no one in the room, so we will not have, I will not be calling on anyone in the room for comment. Is there anyone participating virtually who would like to make any comments on these amendments?
Ryan Jackson.
Mr. Jackson, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you very much. Ryan Jackson, Chair of the Electrical Advisory Committee. I would just like to reiterate the importance of specifying which printing of the 2023 edition is going to be adopted. We had discussed this, but I didn't see it anywhere in the written record that our intent is to adopt the first printing of the 2023 edition. You may recall that earlier in the adoption of the IRC, there was a snafu that occurred because we didn't specify which printing. And I think we all would agree that we want to avoid that again in the future. There was a rather important change between the first printing and second printing of the NEC. That matter was discussed by the advisory committee. And it is our intention that we recommend the first printing of the 2023 edition. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Is there anyone else?
Hey, this is Art Anderson. I just want to make sure you can hear me now.
Yes, Mr. Anderson, we can hear you.
Okay, sorry, I have a phone and a computer going because my computer ain't working, so.
My plan is to sit in awkward silence for at least 60 seconds before I close this meeting. Do I have any other comments?
Hey, Art, you might need to mute because it kind of back, we kind of get some noise back from you.
Well, I'll give it, I thought I had to.
I would like the record to show that Lori Ann Bisping has joined the meeting.
If there's no further comment, I'm going to go ahead and close this hearing. Going once, going twice, this hearing is closed. We now proceed with the business of the commission according to the agenda.
Okay. Thank you for that. Well, at this time, according to my count, we still do not have a quorum. Is that correct, Sharon?
Correct.
Okay. So we cannot approve the minutes. So on our agenda today, we had to approve the minutes from our last meeting, make a recommendation based off the public hearing, and then appoint a liaison. All of those things, I guess, we'll have to hold until our next meeting since we don't have a quorum.
Correct.
Okay. So any other, anything else we need to take care of at this time, or are we ready to adjourn, I guess?
Okay, we just need you to state the time, Josh.
Okay. It is now 9:16 a.m. and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
It's too bad we couldn't have got